Blog Talk Radio.
Lying beside you, here in
Psychic's Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and you were listening to Love Comes by the Posies. We're doing a little bit of a wake up, everybody, because here we go. We're going to be doing our weekend, and we're going to be discussing a lot of different rhythms, different energies, and psychic vibrations. Those of you who've been taking the classes, if your red chakra is ringing, what does it mean? No, nobody's at your door asking you for pizza. What it means is your energy is vibrating and your root chakras are tuning in. Psychic's Gone Wild is going to get there. Those of you who want to get and talk to us, call 773-897-6461. And those of you who really would like to just chat, get on Blog Talk Radio. We got a chat room going, and Kelly's in there today as the co-host. Those of you who've been keeping track know we've been having a lot of fun guests. We have just got it official. Melissa Byron will be back. She was so excited. She made me laugh so hard. Thank you. I love fun voicemails, okay? I've got a Gemini rising and a Libra moon, and it made me laugh. She let me know how right on spot that our psychic Kelly was, and how much fun Kelly was, and how exactly those two enjoyed themselves. And I just laughed because they were on together on the show and just had a lot of fun, those of you who listened in this week. So Melissa's coming back. we're getting ready, and we're going to talk with her about New Mexico. We want to know, are those really ghosts, or are you just out there being a wild woman? Because Melissa is fun. You have to be ready when you guys listen into her, because she doesn't drag, she doesn't brag, she just says it like it is. She's a very good friend, very positive person, and has agreed that Psyche's Gone Wild needs to get a little bit more nuttier. So she's going to come back and help us with that. One of the really fun things we've had, and we joke about, is talking with our guides and our channeling. I've had a lot of you writing and calling about what is this, what is that, how is this going. I love the fact that we have a lot of correspondence, and I welcome that. Write to me at psychicjethro@aol.com. I have a ton of emails out there, and I apologize. I am one of those people that I started something, was doing it, and through the years, I did some changes. So if you're sending to any other email, probability is, the average is, I probably haven't seen it. So, you know, I laugh. Someone told me, well, you're a psychic, you should know. I'm also a human and have a life. So you guys, come on, cut me a little slack. Write to me at psychicjethro@aol.com. We started this out with the posies and the fact of love comes. We want that to be a positive union with each of you. We have a lot of people that are working on opening their chakras and being readers. We also have a lot of listeners who just love listening in for the free readings and have a good time. We are doing a very, very positive offering, and this is something only for you who've gone wild that listen into the show as our followers. Please go on to eBay, look, type in Psychic Jethro, and you're going to see that I have two ads running. Both of the ones that I've got on the ads for the readings, there's two really, really cheap ones that you're not going to hear about anywhere else. That money, whoever buys the reading or wins the reading, will be the name I put down, and I'm going to put that down only their name, and you will be the sponsor and the supporter of the breast cancer. This is how we do it. You know how I go. We always have something we put in. We are not at this liberty to say because of confidentiality. One of our very close friends and family and loved ones is fighting, and I want all of you who are listening to the show know that, you know, we do these periodically. Psychic Celeste and me always have done these. Psychic Celeste right now, I can say, is having some family things with her mom. She's really there working with her mom in the hospital. All of her fans, we will have her back. And those of you who love Celeste know, Celeste is a very, very sensitive, giving, loving person. This is a very intense thing. Some of you who do know me well enough know that it wasn't too long ago I had to pretty much take a little step back as my mom passed. I mean, all of you know you have only one mom. Even what I've had in the energies is I've had a lot of really positive feedback. I thank all of you for your support. And you're right. I mean, I didn't say goodbye because really I'm not going to say goodbye. I do believe and know with what I've proven through my gift and other ones that I am speaking still with my mom. Those of you who knew my mother and really, you know, really knew that my mother was a very strong, very positive working positive influence in all of my family's life. Each of the siblings knew my mom in this way. Her favorite word was work. Her second favorite word was strength, because she was a very strong advocate for all of us. So as we're going into this, you know, I'd like your prayers. I want you all really, you know, giving Celeste that positive strength so that she can get through this. We've had so much information over the radio, and I love the fact that we've had a lot of the positive. Those of you who've been watching, get on to Psychic Chat. We, you know, if you're on a Facebook friend of mine, join my psychic chat, because there's where you're going to get a lot of the other psychics. We've got more in. We've just spoke with Angela Diggs. We know that she's going to be on. We've got Patty Negri's coming back in July. Those of you who've been listening in and really knowing what's happening, you know, it's always a really fun. We had Pamela Cummings has been on, and we also have had through the time we've had so many. Heather DeLucio, that last week, and what a riot. Those of you who were listening then realized that, you know, Heather is a very strong medium. Those of you who knew my mom knew, you know, my mom did party. My mom did go out. She was a very open person. She also believed that, you know, she was 79 years old. It was America. She was going to do what she wanted. What I love about that, and what I had a lot of you realize, is the other last weekend, as we were going through the readings, we were hitting a lot of energy, and what we had was we had a very positive energy here. And what I'm welcoming all of you on Psychic Chat to do is I want you to go in. You want to win one of these contests and get a free one? Go into Psychic Chat on Facebook and listen to your guides, relax, meditate, and see what song is your song. We're going to have a contest, and there's where we give these free readings away for you guys. Get in there on Psychic Chat and put down the song that you're hearing from your guides. Now, you guys have been listening, and, you know, any of you who've taken my psychic or metaphysical classes in Sedona are going, oh, he's talking about. So those for you new, I'm going to explain. What it is when you're really relaxed and you're really calm, you will feel your guides talking with you. A lot of times people are clairaudient or clairvisual. Sometimes you can hear it or sometimes you say it. Well, okay, so if you're feeling it, you notice there's a song. There's a music that you just heard and it just grabbed you. Pretty much usually it's in during your life. I mean, you'll see if you're going through, let's say, a wedding, you're going through a divorce, you're going through a funeral, you're going through a new birth in your family. Some song from a movie, a radio, somewhere is going to just grab you. It's going to just take you, and it's going to be one of those songs. Well, if you listen and you feel the energy of the song, the words usually pretty well ring true. And what we have found out, and I've been working with my psychic group and friends, is that if you have a song that you think of, we have a joke, we'll hear a song, just boom, you know. A good one is Loretta Lynn reminds me of someone right away. Certain songs of hers remind me of someone. You know, a good example, as those of you who were on the Psychic Chat yesterday, we were talking about this. All of us know the angels and the guide work in different ways. Anyone who's ever really sat down with me and had a full reading knows that I always utilize this. One of my really great gifts is that the guides with me, I have a very strong nose, but even stronger I have with the guides as I hear other things. So you'll have them do that. Sometimes a person will be uncomfortable, and I will start to hear a song, and I start to do it, and they're like, oh, that's my aunt, that's my uncle. Sometimes that's how the guides and the angels relate to you. I have, through the years, known people who use the notes, and that's something that we're doing in the chakra classes on Wednesdays. You're getting in with Amy Kavanoff, who's doing a really excellent class there. Make sure you guys, you know, take that class. It's free. It's on here. We will be, after her six-week class, running a class on the chakras and the notes, and I'm going to run through it. Does anyone know what the chakra, the fourth green chakra, your heart chakra's note is? It's a C. It's a C note, and anybody, if you don't want to play the radio one, I don't want to play the music, Jethro, I just want a chance at a reading, I want a half an hour so I can talk with you on the phone, go on to Psychic Chat, say it, say your heart chakra, green chakra, fourth chakra, they're all the same, is a C note. You'll be qualified, we'll pull the name, and I will give away the winner tomorrow night on our Saturday night, Here We Go Wilder, 8 p.m. We've been talking a lot, getting a lot out. You guys wanted this back. I had a lot of emails of, where's the free stuff? Well, Jethro's been hanging out. Jethro's been trying to get through a little bit of family, and even more importantly, Jethro's been talking to him. I've got to talk with Kelly, and we're going to come up with a contest for you guys with Kelly where you can get one of those emails from her. Kelly gives out a lot of positive. She gives out a lot of excellent information on your birth ones. As Melissa was saying, whoa, you know, she was exact. She was the exact of exact. So in New Mexico, I'm sure that means that's pretty hitting it right between the eyes. So what do we love about it, and what we're going to do is, I know a lot of you have been waiting to get on and talk to me. We're going to go into those readings, and please, you know, always enjoy the fact that we give out information. And what we really include with you guys that call in is, you want that free reading. We want to have people following us more positively and welcome out. Please, each and every one of you who do have a Facebook account, when you see the Psychics Gone Wild come up, just do me a favor, share it on your site. I had a friend do this yesterday. The best compliment I got made me laugh. They're like, you look really good, you've been doing it. And I'm like, okay. Well, the picture they had, was when I was in sixth grade. So those of you in Laramie who have got pictures, remember, I have pictures too. So, loving everybody, having fun, and that made my day, because it's like, I didn't realize that picture was still out there. That was pretty much in Denver, Colorado, when we won't say the year because we're not going to tell how old Ronks live. 631, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. Thank you for waiting.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Thank you. This is Psychic Jethro, and I thank you for listening in. What I usually do is I'll have you say your name, and this is today is an hour show, and I'll give you a general reading, and then we'll do your question if you'd like.
Sure. Suzanne.
Okay. Suzanne, I'm feeling with you that you have you've got some kind of frustration here that's been, you've got people like against you. I feel like it's no matter what you've got doing, you're not getting anywhere. It seems like this isn't the normal procedure of how things go.
Well, I'm just a little frustrated now, but I'm trying to be positive. I am. I was supposed to have a job tomorrow. They canceled it. That's why you get the frustration. But things are going to go my way. I'm positive. I'm getting a positive outlook.
I like that. And Suzanne, when you said the word job, that's where I see with the guides. The guides are showing me that it's coming. They also are telling me that we need to get you that abundance prayer. Suzanne, it's a very positive, and it's an angel prayer. But what it does is it puts out exactly the key wording to get the financial things in. You're in one of those situations, and that's what they're talking about when the guide said the frustrating, is the angels in them are trying to get, and you've got outside of it. Your work reference, you've got a very good work reference. You're a person that, you know, you're trying to get, and they tell me that here when we get into July that's coming, they also are showing me that you're going to be looking at some other positive work things that you're looking at. So that's, I see that also being a really good one for you. And there's
starting a new summer school in July, and then I'm looking for full-time for September, so I'm hoping I hear July and August.
Right. So going into August, the guys are showing me with you, as we said, the first thing with the which was there was that, and now it's like I correct on that, but it's like looking at August, we also have, you have down some other facilities and things happening. I see the other financial coming into you. I see that you're able to get your things that you wanted to happen, and they said one of these is the September is going to be, it's, you'll know about it ahead. And Suzanne, I do feel that the angels are showing me that it's even going to be better by Christmas. They're showing more financial. They're showing some really excellent things. And so we're going to put you in our prayers. We're glad you called in. And this is Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro. We have 40 minutes left of the show. We're looking at going in. Those of you who've been patient to wait in, we're doing one question. This is the weekday, and we got a lot of callers coming. So going right into 301, this is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. How may I help you?
Yes, hello. My name is Helen, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Helen, I thank you for calling in. I feel energy with you that I'm getting emotion with you. I feel that there's some love relationship going on there. There's something here with you. I feel like we should talk about a person here. I'm feeling a person. I keep seeing a person and energy with you.
Well, I'm not in a relationship, but I do have family members.
Okay. Ellen, I'm going to go ahead and have you just talk to me a little bit with the guides, because what I keep seeing is I keep seeing a person in relationship, and what I also see happening for you is that there's some other things going on here, Helen. Helen, do you want to go ahead and give me your date of birth real quick, and we'll see if we can get Kelly's on here, the co-host. We can get her to do your date of birth.
Okay. My birth date is December 9th, 1991.
Okay. Thank you for that. And what we're going to look here is, Kelly, you've got that?
December 9th of 91?
Yes.
Okay. And what I'm also feeling we've got going with that is they're showing me the relationship. So I'm just going to go ahead and read that with you, Helen. They're telling me that you have someone that really loves you, but they're and I apologize. I thought male with you or a relationship like that, because the way the energy is, it shows me that you're doing, this person has been getting energy. You're giving them energy. Sometimes this will happen when you have a sick parent or you have someone you're taking care of. I keep feeling that you're giving this person energy, and they're helping, they love you, and you're giving them this energy. You're also, there's some kind of financial exchange being done. You guys are working and helping each other. And Helen, what they're telling me with you is that the new part of this energy this year is you've got to be careful. You seems like you've been kind of trying to catch up. You're doing catch-up time.
Well, I have a situation where I want to go to another school for journalism, and where I am, my current school doesn't offer it, and my parents, especially my father, he's like angry and does not want me to stay in college longer, and wants me to stay in the school that I am and graduate there, and they don't have my journalism major, and I'm not happy over this.
That's see, and this is where I get this, and I see where this has happened, and this is why, you know, and I apologize to you when I said relationship, because it came across what I am picking up the person. It's not like a loving, it is a parent and daughter, but it also, they're showing me the angels that this is going to be able to be done, and it's going to overcome your decisions and the things that are happening. You're still going to win out, and the fact that there's some other things you've thought of doing, and you're going to end up doing it. There's where that other part of the other energy and the guides. And what's really good, Helen, is you're very not just a positive and strong student, but you also are having a lot more energy. And here's where the relationship comes in. You have karmic ties with him, you know, not just because he's your parent in this life, but the angels are showing me some work here. They're talking about Uriel, and they're talking about the faith of taking and turning back over the energy, letting it go. Because what's happened here is you and him are building now kind of some odd karma, because it's like no matter what you say or do, you're still getting the energy of what's happening. It's like a no-winner for you, even when you try to pacify or do. And he does have some strong energies with you. I'll let Kelly go ahead and do your birth one, and then we'll finish up, Helen, because I do feel this is exactly what the guides are showing and where it's at.
Okay. All righty. A 9 o'clock person. This is called the card of universal knowledge. It's called also the giver of knowledge. You're a card of expanded consciousness, and it's also a card of negative thinking. And when you being this birth card, if you're working with both those factors, you know, you are working with those to one extent or the other. You've got to learn to let go of negative mental patterns accumulated from, you know, past lives. If you're to access this inherent power in this card, there's a lot who do and have reached really very heights of recognition. There's also a really romantic side to this. But if you allow that romance bit to dominate, you're going to waste too much time and energy there that you could otherwise use to kind of elevate you to great accomplishments. You're here to end a major cycle in your soul development at the completion that should see you giving your wealth of knowledge to the world. There's some, you know, debts to be paid with karmic debts, especially the Queen of Hearts card and your own families. Once those debts are paid off, you can proceed with your cosmic task of enlightening the world. Financially, you're always assisted by diamond men of the diamond suits with birth cards, and they do well in their own businesses if you don't let that pursuit of money spoil your spiritual values. You're a person, you can't be totally materialistic or mercenary even if you try. Some of your life challenges revolve around dishonesty and integrity. You're often involved with people who are maybe not so high in those areas, and they can pull you down. So you're here to learn to focus your mental power and to kind of stick to a philosophy that's going to guide you through the ups and downs of life. In relationships, again, you know, you're very loving, you know, very romanced individuals. Like, you love romance more than marriage sometimes. And sometimes, you know, you like to play the field, especially at the age you're at. But when you become a parent, you're very devoted to your children. You're going to have one more very challenging relationships in your life, and, you know, you need to kind of grow through those as kind of that discharge of some of those karmic patterns and learn about the responsibilities, you know, involved in a true partnership. Likely, you might have one like major divorce or separation in your life that's going to totally alter your life course. You have really high love ideals, and you can really be romantic to the extreme, but sometimes, you know, we've been all kind of raised on that Disney bit. You know, it's like when Disney comes crashing against the rocks of reality, it kind of misplaces hopes and dreams, and you kind of are really disappointed and let down as a result of that. You've got a King of Diamonds as your planetary ruler, and that adds really a lot of power to your personality, makes you really someone to be reckoned with. Your power can best be expressed in business enterprise, where you've got some natural abilities that make success really almost certain. Just be sure that you're the one in charge and kind of in that leadership position, because that's where your real power comes through. It gives you a lot of strength to overcome obstacles and to accomplish your goals. And that same strength also makes you stubborn at times, because you're going to be like the self-made person. You tend to see things a little bit exclusively from your own point of view. You're really powerful, and others feel that power, whether or not you're aware of it. You have leadership ability that really magnifies, again, when you're the one, you know, at the wheel and in that position of responsibility. You've got some really good career influences this year. It's going to be one of those times that, you know, if you want to become better known in your work, it's like this is a time to work on it. It's like one of those dreams is going to come true, and it's like, you know, make your goal cards on those 3x5 index cards, tape, you know, what you really want to accomplish onto that bathroom mirror, and focus on that every day, and make sure that you're making a step every day. And you can also find your true purpose this year, because there's a 6 in your reading at some point there, and it's like, that's what I got for the moment, and I know we got a lot of other callers, so it's like, give you that tidbit, and come back, click follow, and come back and see us, and let us know how things are going.
Okay, I didn't quite understand.
Okay, what part?
Everything that you said.
I was a bad connection or just it wasn't clear?
Just wasn't clear.
It wasn't clear. Okay. What the question might you? Yeah, what's your question? Like which area?
Well, my question was about career. Well, my heart says I want to go somewhere else, to another university in the state of Maryland to do journalism. I want to return home, but I'm at a place in Baltimore County that doesn't have everything, that doesn't have my major and not supporting me, and my parents, especially my father, does not want me. Does not want me to stay longer in college, and he wants me to graduate in 4 years. And he was saying, he's like, oh, you're not staying there long, it would never happen. And it made me feel my dreams would never come true.
Okay, that's the negative thinking I was talking about right there. It's like, you know, when you have people who say, you know, that you can't and this and that, it's like a lot of times their parents are very well-meaning. It's like, he really cares about you. He wants the best for you. But it's like the real question is, what do you want? You know, this is like, I mean, you know, your dad has lived his life. He's got a lot of experience and stuff. But at the same time, it's like sit down kind of with yourself, indulge in some prayer and meditation, because prayer is, you know, talking to God. Meditation is listening to God. And it's like, get clear on what you want. And it's like, and, you know, with what some of the things that you have, you know, coming up like right here with this year, especially with the career and all that kind of stuff, you know, you got to say, it's like, I'm a young adult. I'm kind of, you know, stepping out. And it's like, this is where I want to go with my life. It's like, make sure you're clear in your goal directions, because this is where our free will comes in. It's like, you know, no matter what course or, you know, what our cards or anything else say, it's like, you need to make that determination, because this is your life. And it's like, you know, you're here to accomplish what you need to accomplish, and your dad is on a different path. You know, and it's like, and he's trying to give you advice, which is, you know, from what he's learned and experienced. And I'm not putting that down at all, because our parents have a lot of wisdom. At the same time, it's like, what I'm getting is he's really wanting to shelter you. He's really wanting to, you know, like, keep you close. It's like, he doesn't want to lose you. He's afraid the big bad world is going to eat you, you know, type of thing. So it's like, you know, yeah, and you're a very competent person. You really are. And it's like, you need to kind of let him know, hey, Dad, you know, I love you a whole lot, and I love the fact that you care about me. And at the same time, it's like, I need to spread my wings and fly a little bit. It's like, I can't be kept in the nest, you know, all the time at home. Does that make sense?
I do want to get my bachelor degree in journalism, and he wants me to go get my master's in journalism, but that's not what I want. I just want my bachelor's and the experience in journalism.
Right. Well, do that, you know. Go get your bachelor's in. Go do that, and it's like it's kind of like, I don't know if you've ever seen, there's a movie, or there's a book. There was a book first. It's called The Secret. It's by Rhonda Byrne. And it's like, it talks about that. It's like, she's also got a DVD out, you know, by the same name. And it talks about, you know, when we are in this life doing our things from time to time, it's like, you can drive, you know, one of the examples was, you can drive across the country from Maine to California at nighttime, only seeing, you know, 200 feet ahead in your headlights. It's like, we don't necessarily always have to make, you know, the giant leaps and stuff. We don't have to see the whole picture. We need to make the next step. And it's like, if what you want to do is your bachelor's in journalism, go for that. It's like, you know, say, hey, Dad, I will make this step. And it's like, and then, you know, maybe I need some practice. It's like, I need to go out and see what I can do. It's like, if you don't feel like doing all that schooling, don't do it, because it's going to be something that is not going to be, you know, you're not going to put your heart and soul into it. And you, as the Nine of Clubs people, it's like, clubs people, period, are the scholars of the deck. And it's like, you will do good with whatever you choose to, you know, to follow and to do in terms of career, whatever you want to learn. So it's like, if you don't want to learn it, it's going to be really hard for someone to cram it down your throat. So do your bachelor's, and then, you know, go forth and do the other stuff that you want to do with that. Does that make sense? Whoops, now we're getting some background music here. What in the world? Okay, what in the world happened there?
So those of you who are looking to do that, we welcome that. We thank you, Helen. You were on earlier at 3:01. We're only doing a short show, so we're going into the next person that's on the caller. We do appreciate your call. 602, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today, 602?
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you. I'm Diana, and I'm in Arizona. Thank you for taking my call. Hi.
Thank you. Hi. It's been a really busy one, and I thank you. This is Psychic Jethro, Diana. I feel like you've got some things to look at here, and I apologize, we're doing like one question, but it's so everybody gets a chance. And what we've got, Diana, is I feel with you that you've got some things happening here that you're looking at a person you're interested in.
Yes.
I feel that. And what the guides are showing me here with you, Diana, and what I'm really getting there strongly is they're telling me that you've waited and you've been doing this, and what the angels are telling me is it's going to come to a really good decision. And the decision is that you're going to be able to have I feel like the person is around you but not always in your field. This isn't someone you see every day.
Right.
Okay, I thank you, Diana, because I reading this way, everybody's like, what is he doing? Well, what I'm doing is this is a psychic intent of reading the person through, and her guides are answering the questions. What they're showing me, and this is the most intense, is they're saying that this relationship is it's a mutual beneficial for both. So this person's not connected to anyone or doing an intent, but what they're saying in the guide work is that they're able to get you to in a positive state, and what they're also wanting to do, the angels, is to put this together for you. They're wanting that relationship to be even stronger, and they're wanting you to be going into the other part of the relationship. And I apologize, Blog Talk Radio is playing some other things we've got, so we're letting them do that. So... And I've had people laugh, but it's ironic. Some of the music is charming. Some of it's kind of irritable. But at this point, it's like, you know, we do what we can in an hour. And so I will take the positive that the guides, what we were talking about today was music, and that the angels are saying, go, Diana, because that was a jazzy little song. But in all energy and what we have happening with you, Blog Talk Radio, please work for us in all good intent. So what we have also, Diana, is I'm going to have you just direct a one question to me. I'll answer that, and then we'll go on. It's like I feel like the relationship, I'm pretty on what I'm getting, I'm pretty sure.
That was going to be my question. I was going to ask, is this going to move forward? Because I think we're both interested, and I'm wondering if it's going to blossom into something wonderful or, you know, whatever.
I do see that. I would say yes. I also see that as this is happening for you, you are you're a very logical person. You know, love is a good thing, and you're very open to it. You're a good-hearted person. You've been doing some spiritual and physical work together. There's either yoga or something. I keep seeing colors and energies coming together for you, that you're working a physical and a spiritual growth. And this person and you are, yes, they're saying yes, it's going to come together. And it's something that... This is, your life has been pretty intense, that you have people that care and you love, but for you it's time to just have it all connect together, have the physical, emotional, and spiritual.
Awesome.
So, yes.
That is awesome. Is there a timeline? I mean, are we talking like relatively soon? You know.
Yes, we are, and that's what I love. That now, that Diana, you win the honest award today. Did you hear that? The rest of you guys are all pussyfooting around. You can tell this woman's very direct. Is it going to be soon? Because you know, I'd like to know if it's in my lifetime. I love that. But what's true, and what the guys are saying is yes. They're telling me by the time we get into September, you will have that. If you get a chance, get with one of us, have a reading with it. I would also encourage for you to have an email reading done with this, because sometimes when you have the clairaudience and like you're getting here, timing is the hardest. But with a psychics, if we can look at the auras, I've had people laugh. I had someone send me a Facebook person's picture, and I was like, I could read the energy, but it helped me contact when they were going to date. I can now proudly say that they sent me their Facebook married picture, too. So it does work, and what you need if you want to have that, because the guys are telling me close to the last of August. Now, this can slip and slide, so give yourself a good day, okay, by the, we say August, the guys are saying, so they're, you know, in their timing, they're saying by the time you get into the 15th of September, you will be in a relationship with this person. So that's what we'll go with, and like I said, have it done, looked at, Diane, and, you know, and I would suggest doing one of the, what do they do, the $30 aura pictures, because it also is going to tell you when the relationship's coming up. Your aura, and what I'm feeling here from the pictures of it, too, and seeing, is your guides are a little ornery. Your guides sometimes will keep you a little bit in waiting, so we want to look and see what the guides are saying, because they're showing me in love that you've been ready for a relationship. You're a very giving person. It's not that. It's not that in karma. I've had people say, what? In the last life I was Henry VIII? No, I'm not saying saying that. What I'm saying is that in your karma and your energy, what's happening is you're going to be having some really positive love and relationship in August, and that's where we want to be, you know, clarity. And it takes, when you do it, you want to do the whole thing of looking and seeing, Diana, because what the angels are telling me with you is you have some sadness here a little bit, and it's not that you're not ready for a relationship, but I do see a little sadness. So what I would say is the guides in that, to put it together, I'm going to stick with August. I feel that very strong. And let us know. You've got the 773-897. I have a 98% accuracy. It's timing and relationships, sometimes in free will, that is the one that will get you. I mean, I can tell you stuff that's like phenomenal, but when it comes to, I think Cupid sometimes is just a little bit ornery, you know?
It is not. Where do I find you to get the reading? Is that, I just Google you? Do I go to your website?
The best thing, thank you, is Jethro, JethroSmith, so JethroSmith.net. And I've had a lot of ones say, you know, if you type in Psychic Jethro on the computer, you're going to get two. You're going to get Jethro Tull and you're going to get Psychic Jethro. Pick the psychic. And that's me. I did listen to some of the music, but I'm not that old, and I actually really kind of, it's kind of cool, but I got to be honest, so I'm the guy with the short hair. That's the thing I'll tell you.
Thank you so much. That's great news. And I'll schedule a reading with you.
Thank you and blessings, Diana. And we're going into the really fun time of Psychics Gone Wild. You guys, we have been having one of those really intense fun times. And I know there's quite a few callers. We're going to go a little bit. We're at our half-mile break. So just hang on a little bit. And I have got this working, I think, better now. It's coming in. What it's telling is this is the time for one of our sponsors. And one of our sponsors is a phenomenal business. And what it was trying to do earlier was to tell you about this. And it's a business where you can start at home. You can have your own website. It's all affordable. You can be selling a healthy product. You can be selling a product that each and every person can use and drink. You know, the thing is, it's really even fun about this product is it's affordable, it's fun, and it's easily done in your own home. Do you have to really be assertive? No, please don't. It makes everyone crazy when you do it. Just be fun and get a hold of R. Kelly at 719-289-4907, and you can be selling healthy coffee. It's a really good thing. And to find out about it, call Kelly today, and she can get you in and let you know what it's all about. Going into our other sponsors, we had, just as you just heard, is Psychic Jethro, JethroSmith.net. Get a hold of me and I'll give you a deal. One thing, if you write me PsychicJethro@AOL.com and say, I'm a Blog Talk Radio listener fan, I'll run. No, I won't run. I'll say, good, I'll give you a deal. Because we're not here all about the other. We're here to help. We just do those amounts to pay the lights and keep that music from playing. And you don't want to hear that crazy Green Girl song, do you? 570, you've waited a long time. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? I'm so glad I got a hold of you. I usually listen to you in archives because I'm usually at work on Friday.
Well, I'm so glad you played hooky. Now we can play. No, I'm teasing you. You know, I like to joke, but I thank you for listening in to us on the archives. You guys are really good. This is Psychic Jethro. I need to get your first name.
It's Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. I'm picking up with you, Sarah. You have got a lot of not just activity, but you've got you've got some ability here, Sarah. I'm picking up that the little people love you. Now, do you know what I mean? I mean, you know what I mean. It's like plants, energies of green. You have things that are really, that happen for you that other people are like, oh, that's cool, and they're little. You're good with people. People love you. I'm getting that.
Yeah. Okay.
You know a lot of me. Sarah's grounded. Now go back to work. Do not pass go. No, I'm kidding. I called in. This is Psychic Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro. And you've been listening in. Sarah, I do pick that up with people. I also pick up that your energy is going to be in helping other people, because I keep feeling this. You're very good-hearted, but you're also very strong. And the fact that your guides and you do things that are, you know, sometimes it's like, okay, that, did I leave that light on? People would think you're sometimes a little absent-minded, and I feel your angels and guides are helping you. I feel there's a lot of little love people. That's what we call Native American little people, or other people call them different names. They are very fun, very little trickster, but they're around you. I feel that very positive. And Sarah, I'll have you give me your question, and I just thank you for calling in.
Okay. My question is about a relationship with, his name is Gary, and I just want to see if you see that getting closer or falling apart, like what you see coming up with that.
Sarah, I see that Gary is got to make some choices. He's I feel that he cares for you, and I feel that this is part of why they showed me your guides and the little people with you, is they're still testing him. They said that he is, don't get offended, but they're saying that sometimes he's kind of like that. The people love to have people that are fun, mischievous, sometimes a little teasing, kind of silly. And they're showing me that he hasn't measured up to what he's got yet. There's something with him. So I would say that what the guys are showing me with him and the energy is they're showing me that he's got some kind of some things he has to get cleared up. You have a funny guide. Your angel guide's like, okay, we want this done from him. We want this done. And they're kind of like helping him, like in his dreams. They're helping him with energy. I feel that you two have a good karmic link together, but they've shown me it seems to be from a past link that they're working out. So the guides of yours are telling me that you and him, I see him having a deadline. I see that sometimes he's not, I wouldn't say absent-minded, but sometimes he kind of is a little different when it comes to like the follow-up with you or something here.
Yeah, I guess it makes me think that like he's, you know, kind of playing the field or something. I don't know. Because he just, but I know he has a lot going on, and I don't know if I'm making excuses for him, or sometimes I don't know, I get worried just from past relationships that like he's out doing wrong things. I just want to make sure he's not doing anything, you know, to hurt me, I guess.
Well, let's do a great thing. Let's do a 4-minute or 5-minute look into the birthdays. Kelly, could you do a little bit on these two birthdays and see what comes up in the karmic card?
Okay, is that relationship with two?
It's
my relationship?
Yes.
Sarah and Gary.
Sarah and Gary. Okay, let's see. Okay, let me get to here. Oh, and we have while I'm doing this, it's like, we've got a, Jethro, if you look in chat, we've got a real quick question from Bear Area. Okay, so what are the two, okay, give me yours first and then give me your partner's.
Okay, do you need the year too, or does that matter?
Yeah, my birthday.
Okay, my birthday is February 26th, 1977.
Okay.
And Gary's is May 2nd, 1964.
Okay, you're a little bit heavy. I'm a slow tacker here today. Okay, let's see.
Okay, and while we're doing that, minutes to both get the 17 minutes that we have left, I want to go ahead with you, Sarah. Let her give her just a minute to do the ratio. The guides are saying with you in the energy of it, and that's what we're going to look at is what she picks up in the karmic of it, because I get you guys
okay.
as a karmic card, and what they're telling me is eventually you two will do a different energy. So Kelly's going to go on here and do a real quick one for the last 17 minutes.
Okay. Let's see. And let me get his. Let me get his. I got her day, and it's like, what was your partner's day, Gary?
Gary. Mhm.
Okay. And what was his?
His birth date was May 2nd, 1964.
May 2nd. Okay. There we go. 64. Okay. All righty. Gotcha there. Okay. Let's see. Okay, he is a four of spades, and you are a queen of clubs. Cool. Wow, you've got eight connections. You've got your Mars to each other is your very first connection. You're the moon card here. That's really good. Mars connection in the mutual is can be, you know, a lot of passion, a lot of activity. There's depending on how it plays out, it's like it could be you were like either, lovers in the past, or you were, you know, fellow warriors, or you might have been oppositional ones. But Mars is a lot of energy, a lot of passion. Moon card, the fact that he's the moon card to you is, you know, you really get along really well. It's like there's, you know, really a lot of positive with that. Let's see, your third connection, and it's like, and I will say eight is a lot. Eight is a lot of connections. You are the Pluto card to him, and that can be, you've come to, like, you know, kind of be his teacher in some way. It's like, and Pluto energies can be like, Pluto's kind of like Saturn except for raised in octave. So it's like, it can really be intense. It's like somehow or other he has kind of like attracted you into his life to learn things, because he's, you know, he sees things, qualities in you that he really admires and would kind of like to have those for himself. But sometimes it's really hard for him to make those changes. Your fourth connection is the Saturn connection, and you are the Saturn card to him. Again, it's kind of a teaching modality where it's like, you know, and it doesn't mean like, you know, you're the teacher, you know, the sage on the stage type of thing. It's like you're not, you know, actively like that, but it's just like the things you do, and it's like you just get your presence just in his life kind of reminds him of the things, you know, kind of gives him the spur to do the things he was, you know, kind of meant to do type of thing. The fifth connection, you're the Venus card to him, so there's a lot of loving. He gets the benefit of feeling that real, you know, Venus is a planet of love, so it's like really positive stuff with that. Your sixth connection, again, you're the Saturn card to him again. And this is, you know, so you've got, you know, a lot of things that he wanted to learn from you in this connection. Let's see, you're, again, he's the Mars card to you, which, again, that's a lot of, you know, that passion, a lot of activity. And coupled with the Mars connection, one of the best things you can do is take that energy out and take it for a walk. You know, do things together physically to discharge, you know, the more, because there's always a positive and negative aspect to that. So if you guys, like, get busy and, like, you know, go for a walk, go, you know, bicycle, go hike, go, you know, dance, go, you know, go do things together that kind of, you know, discharges some of that energy. And then on the last one, the eighth one, he's a Neptune card to you. So sometimes he's Neptune's that kind of watery connection, and sometimes you see him not precisely as he really is. It's like sometimes there's okay. things where, like, you...
Hello, Kelly. We've got a little bit here. Kelly's to let you know with the birth cards. So those of you who have called in 773-897-6461, I apologize. We're kind of running a little bit late here. So we'll probably only be able to take the next three callers out of the five. I've called in 773-897-6461. Kelly does birth cards 4 days out of the week. I do readings out of the three. So we welcome you. 570 Sarah, are you
thank
still
you.
There?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your...
Good. I hope it helped. It sounds like what she was saying there and what we were getting was that it does have some things together with you. And I would suggest get a full reading. And Sarah, I can feel like they're telling me with you, you're going to have to call back in. We're on weekends longer, and we need to talk to you. You've got a lot going on, and I just want to talk to you a little more, and we welcome you calling back in, you know?
All right, great. I'll definitely look you up on your website, so I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you and bless you. We're looking at going into 25. Whoops, we've got 540. You were in the room and you were really needing to know information about a person.
Yes.
Okay. If you'll give me your name and the person you're looking for.
My name is Eddie and her name is Katie.
Okay, Eddie. What I'm feeling here with you is that this is someone that you're looking for that you were in a relationship before.
Before. No, currently. I'm currently in one with her.
Okay. And when I go to do the energy, what I would suggest is to have someone look with the picture, because when I go to see this, they're not giving me an energy with you of her. It's like it's just she's a disappeared person, because what they're showing me with you and her is they're not showing me anything but a distance. It seems to be like some other things going here. Now, how long has it been since you've last seen her? You said you're in a current relationship.
It's been a couple days. It was earlier this week.
Okay. And that's what I'm feeling with that. I'm feeling that there is, Eddie, some other energies here that they said you're going to be having some things happen. Now, this is ironic to me. They keep showing me there's been discussions between the two of you and some kind of a disagreeing or something sad here. There's something happening that it seems like there's been arguments.
Well, not really arguments, but she's working and going to college and I'm working a full-time job, and I really like her a lot and I'm putting a lot of energy into her, and I feel like she's just kind of brushing me off. You know?
And Eddie, I would encourage you to have one of the readings with it and the pictures and stuff, because all I get as I get a distance, and she has put up a wall or something, because they're telling me like you two are past tense. And I apologize, you know, here you are on the radio getting this, but I do my accuracy, and I've got to be blunt with you. They're showing me that this relationship is over. They're telling me that you guys have had the time. And what I sadly see is that, Eddie, you're a good person. I would have a full reading done here. And before you get mad, it's not, I mean, don't be mad at the messenger, but the guys are telling me is that it's not like you didn't do anything really bad to her. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying the things that you did, she felt justified that it wasn't working out. She also is, I feel, and what I'm saying here, you know, you're free to have her. Give her a call, 773-897-6461 with this later, because I can tell you what's happening, Eddie, is she's put up a wall, which is also telling me that she's not only kind of moving on, but what she's saying here and what, you know, your guys are showing me is that, sadly, you really love her. What I would also encourage doing is I kind of always say, you know, sit down and talk in my spirituality. What my guides are giving me and the advice of it is to do some looking up in the prayers, because it seems like no matter what you say or do, she's frustrated. I don't feel there's another person who's a threat to you, but I feel that she's got her mindset in something different. And sadly, Eddie, you're not winning no matter what you say or do. You seem to be on the hot seat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, because I pour myself out to her on a daily basis, you know, and it's kind of like I get like a, you know, like a, huh, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, it's like she's not reciprocating what I'm giving.
I feel
know?
That. I do feel
you
that.
You know, and, you know, and it's been, like I said, I've seen her 3 times in the past 2.5 weeks. And like tonight, you know, I'm working late, and she's going out with some friends, and I asked her, you know, hey, would you like to just stop by after I get off work for a few minutes? And you know, she seems to always come up with some excuse, you know, and it's like I feel like she's purposely trying to push me away and avoid me, and I wish she would just come out and just tell me flat out.
What I see, and I see you guys doing a separation. I see the other energy. I also am seeing a different situation with you, and there's where I would suggest definitely get a hold of one of us, you know, do a numerology, do a chart, because they're telling me in the guide work with you that you and her are not compatible when it comes to some of your other astrology. And what I'm seeing with the psychic and the energy is they're showing that there's a new one for you, and unfortunately you still have feelings with her. So I would have someone do a good full reading with you, sit down, and I bless you, and I you know, keep contact with us. You're welcome to call in. We've got this weekend, we're open. I'm going to be doing 90 minutes. We got a little wound here at the first, and I do see that, and I agree with what you said. Honesty is the best policy.
Well, do you think I should just bite the bullet and just be upfront with her and ask her, hey, you know, are you seeing us going anywhere? You know, because I like to know. I mean, should I just bite the bullet and just flat out ask her?
I do see that. I also see that you need to kind of have that open. I always, you know, and this is my own opinion too, not just my gift. I'm a very blunt Scorpio, so I got to tell you, you know, that's how I come.
I'm a Virgo.
Oh,
I'm
see,
Virgo.
Now, in Virgo, that's very good. You're a fixed sign. You're a very strong sign, earth sign, and you need to have, you are very much, you know, it needs to be out with it. You're also a good person, and you know not to be ornery. If it isn't going to work with her, it's better to know now than both of you to be hurt. And I do see this, and let me know, because, you know, I am human, but I'm very accurate. I feel that she's going to talk with you, and she's going to be okay, and then she's going to be looking at basically letting you know that it is some problems. And it is kind of sad, because you've got someone else, I feel, coming, and the angels are trying to make that happen. So, I you know, that's what I get. I'm going to bless you. We're going into 253. We've got 7 minutes left on Psychics Gone Wild. And 253, it's you and me. What's up?
Hey, this is Becky. I just wanted to let you know, contact was made.
You are what, Becky? I cannot believe. You are just like...
I have to
like,
tell you.
I am, oh my goodness. And it, you got these cookies made?
No, it's not that we are seeing each other. We're just, there was several texts.
Woo woo! Yay, yay.
So was that
prayers.
Good? I mean...
That's good. Yes, it is. It's very good. And what we're going to keep doing is we're going to keep the energy and the wreath going there. This is a really hot one. We got to keep you called. You're keeping us going, Becky. Those of you who are tuning in, we're keeping this love relationship alive. She has a hot one, and she's a hot one. So two hots are on the phone together. No, I'm teasing you guys. What we've got and what we really have fun is a very good time. And thank you. That's good to know. Thank you for confirming it. I will keep my prayers out there. And blessings to you, Becky, for calling in. That's really good. You know, one thing we've been having, and today I played that song with the love, and it's like, you know, something with love is a very intense thing. It is a fragile thing. Becky, you are one of my best people to talk with. I love what you say. When it comes to life and some of the experiences you've had, what do you always tell me when I talk about little things or I start to tell you about little minor things in life? What is your expression?
I'm dwelling on the little things.
I love that.
I don't know what I tell you.
See, she don't know what she tells me. We usually talk when we're drinking. No, I'm kidding. We usually talk when we're being silly.
You just got to keep on living. Don't let the little things get you down.
That's it. And I love that. And, you know, Becky's one
Yes.
And she's one of our fans and followers and got the right idea. And Becky, I agree with you so much. And, the people tease me. One of my favorite songs is Live Like You Were Dying. And it's like the reason for that to me is if something comes along, I'm going to do the approach. I've had people tease me because, well, today we're going shark teeth hunting. I haven't got one of those big ones, and I want one. So I'm going. We're going to go have fun. And anyone knows that's looked on there, I'm deathly afraid of water. I swim like a rock. And the really fun thing that we're doing. you would be. Oh, goodness. So,
seeing like today's my 3-year mark that I lost my husband, but I'm not sitting home. I'm going to go out with the girls.
Oh, my goodness. You know, and that's exactly what, you know, like we were talking, that's exactly the right thing to do. Because live, enjoy it. You know, and Becky and me both, you know, have lost people in our lives and our loved ones. And what we've learned from this, like she was saying, is, you know, don't sweat the small stuff. And I'm going to do my blessings to you. I've still got 2 more people on the phone. And Becky,
okay, I will talk to you next week.
Thank you. Have a good one. And we'll be waiting to hear. 773, you got in, too, on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm wondering how my career is coming along. I'm looking to make a little change.
Oh, my goodness. Yay. And I can feel like it's good and safety for all the people that you're leaving. No, I'm teasing you. Come on. It's like really good. You've had enough of your job. You're looking at a change. Can I get your first name, and then I'll have your guides read for me?
Oh, yeah. It's Joellen.
Joellen, I feel this is a very good, not only, you know, I'm teasing you, and I apologize. Everyone who calls Psychics Gone Wild knows I'm going to make funnies. But what the angels are telling me with you, Joelle, is that this change is coming into a good time because it's been frustrating. They said you're overdue for it. They said financially you've got some other potential. And what they're showing me is they're showing me you are putting out some different work, and you're going to be able to do real well at this. You seem to have people skills. I keep seeing that you're working still with helping people in their finances, helping them with, they're showing me finances. They keep showing me numbers.
Finances are good?
They said they're going to be good. They're saying that this is a good thing. You're doing this transfer, and I would say what the angels are showing me is that you're kind of going into some, you had to kind of take a change here. You were tired of the way things were going, and you had to do a change. So, Joelle,
yeah.
I'm going to do that for our, and we call in 773-897-6461. We're doing 90-minute shows Saturday and Sunday. We're back to longer shows. And I've got 2 minutes. They're going to beat me off because Blog Talk Radio just hangs up on me like a rude pizza person. This is like really with it. So thank you, Joellen, for calling in. We're going to go right into that. We're seeing very positive for her new career move. We're looking at 602. We're getting in all of our callers, giving everybody a chance to get on Psychics Gone Wild. 602, how are you?
Hi, sweetie. You already talked to me. This is Diana. I'm just listening.
Oh, Diana, good. We're glad. I'm trying to get everybody in. We're going down the list. I've got Diana's been talked to. The other people have been talked to. We're going to look at 818. Okay. We've got 2 of those. We've got some other ones on here. We're looking at, we were going to talk with Kelly. Kelly's going to be back. We've got a minute left. This is Psychics Talk. I want to thank all of you that have been tuning in to today. And what we're really going to start to do on our shows is go to that 90 minutes. I thank everybody. We've got a minute left on Psychics Gone Wild, and we try to get everybody in for a little bit. And I've had the hardest time. I agree with the questions. Journey into the Light is a show that I have done, and I would like to go and probably will. I feel be back on the show with Mike, and I'll let you know when I do that night. And one of the things they've encouraged and done with a lot of ones is they do one question, and I unfortunately am learning. So those of you, I've had a few get a little bummed out if they don't get all of their questions answered, or that I take more time with somebody ahead of them than I do with them. But no, when we're doing the Psychics Gone Wild, what we're here to do is we're here to help everyone and have fun. And I thank all of you that's listened in. please follow. If you get a chance, hit that follow button, and it'll let you know that we're, you know, we do our Psychics Gone Wild. One of the other things that we're really going to do and promote, and we'll be letting you know, is we have a friend I've talked to, and hopefully, eventually, we'll be putting our show on a little bit longer other sides. But the thing and what we've been trying to do is to get everybody in. So hang on and just keep calling our 773-897-6461 number, because we are looking at adding some different times of the day and some more fun, because that's what we're here to do. You know, we have got some new friends, and I want you guys, please keep your prayers out for Psychic Celeste. I know that, you know, she's, like I said, having a family emergency right now. And blessings to all of you from all across the country who've given me a chance with Living in the Psychic Realm. You can get my book from me signed. I am looking at doing the second book. We're doing some fun there. We're also looking at doing some TV. I have a couple other spots I will be talking about later. And I welcome each and every one of you to get a hold of me at jethrosmith.net. That is my website. It's just like it's spelled out, jethrosmith.net. Get a hold of Kelly at, kcbirthcards@gmail.com. And looking at all the energies we have, I thank each and every one of you who've tuned into Psychics Gone Wild. As always, we're fun. Please join that contest we have. Go into Psychic Chat and put down the song that really makes you feel that your angel's talking about you. If I were sitting down here or someone else were hearing music around you, what song would they hear? I had a friend say they heard the sound of music around them. That was excellent. Very good. There's where it is. We'll be doing that contest and giving that half a hour reading away tomorrow. Blessings, and to all have a good day. Psychics Gone Wild.